Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Well, what it is the Tyrus and the Wise Man, and EC3 is talking about leaving home. So,
yeah, had the headphones on and they died, and now I'm in a coffee shop. I'm talking on my phone, doing a podcast, whatever. But it was good father. So Trevor and Kylie were talking about dadhood and how you're not prepared to, you know, let your kids leave. But
it was an emotional
moment.
Yeah, my kid's a junior, and he's going to be a senior next year, and I'm supposed to be happy for him, and I am, but I'm also thinking about, like, wow, the next couple of years and phases of his life is basically him hopping out of the nest, you know what I mean? And no one talks about that part.
No, you know what, and this is where, when I left home, I don't even think I look back. My mom was like, okay, I think not having a father in that way, I think that I can't relate in that sense, and in a way, that's kind of disappointing because as a father now, when my daughters or my son get to that age that they're going to leave, that's going to be tough, you know, because good dads put themselves third, you know, that's how it works. You're third. Your wife and kids are first. The job is second because you got to take care of them. And then there's you. Now, people will argue and say that's not true, but how many times have you felt like hell or didn't like a job, but you showed your ass up anyways because how you felt was irrelevant because you had to take care of them.
Bills got to be paid on Friday. Bills got to be paid. Like the electric company don't care. The mortgage for the rent, they don't care. Yeah, we got to go to work. I understand exactly what you're talking about, Tyrus. I moved out and had my own apartment my junior and senior year of high school. I was living on my own. The only thing I had to make sure was I went to confirmation on Saturday so I could get confirmed for church, and I had to make passing grades. And so I was living on my own my junior and senior year. And this is all new to me. I don't have, like you said, I don't have anything to base what I need to do or how I need to prepare for my son, not only for myself, but for him too. I'm winging it. Where it sounds like EC3, you had a good situation with your dad where he left a good example for you.
And you're very close to your parents, right?
EC2 is stud. I'm super close to my parents. Yeah, so much so that I want to spend some time with them while they're still, you know, able-bodied and living to like kind of go home for a little bit and be with them. But I might cry telling this story, but I'll try to get through it real fast. So it's after high school. It's like mid-college. I'm kind of pro wrestling and I'm officially leaving home. And so my dad was always super quiet and stoic and things of that nature. And we're packing up and he's about to go to work. And he's like, all right, well, here you go. I'm like, yep, big hug. He leaves. And I'm like just sitting there alone. Like, sad, miserable, don't know what to do. Like, I don't even want to get in this car and leave. So I start driving towards the highway. And from wherever he was coming from work, he turned around, come back. And, like, we stop, like, on the side street. He gets out. I get out. Just massive man hug. Weeping. Tears. Yep. Oof.
Whew. No, good shit. Man,
that's awesome.
Can I ask a question? What was your dad's reaction the first time that he saw that you were completely shredded and jacked?
He's like, where did that come from? You know what? Like, I remember in like grade school, he'd have his little weight bench and he would go jogging, and he never wore a shirt, and he had some good genetics, and if he just macro and micro counted, he probably would have been De Niro and Deer Hunter. Like, maybe Rocky 3 ripped. He's never going to be 200 plus, but he would have been a good 180 shredded.
Because I got a chance. I met your parents a couple times. We traveled on the road together in NXT. And I always kind of ribbed you a little bit because they were just super nice. And that's, you know, that's cool, man. I've always surrounded myself with people who seem to come from good roots, you know. And when you hear stories like that, it touched my heart, man. I don't think like it was a beautiful story. And I think although, you know, I'm not going to experience that on my side. But one day I'm going to do that with my son, you know, and my daughter. Yeah. I think the daughters is even worse because I think I'm worried about every dude that reminds me of me, you know, just an idiot. All the idiots you got to worry about. But, you know, that'll prepare you. If you ever decide to procreate, I think the pressure is on you even more because you had, and Kevin, same to you, you had strong father figures. But you will have a tremendous wealth of wisdom.
Yeah, my father and I, we've always had a great relationship. There was obviously some turmoil here and there. You know what I mean? But there's, you know, there's really, it's a strong bond. And growing up, he was really the one that kind of helped me get into sports and athletics. And then really when I wanted to become a wrestler, really, really supported that, you know, and I was really grateful for that. You know, and he's Kevin Kiley. I'm Kevin Kiley Jr. Right. Which is tough at times, you know, trying to live up to him and you know, following his footsteps and all that stuff. And I think we hit a patch a little bit that was kind of rocky. But, you know, we're all healing, which is good.
You know, it's funny because technically I'm a junior.
Are you?
Yeah. Oh, okay. But the good news is I had him beat in the fifth grade. So there was no pressure. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had perfect attendance in the fifth grade. I won. I won on points. So, again, like when you don't have – I don't have to compete with, you know, I guess maybe if I did drugs in the same city he did, you know, his dealer would be like, well, just so you know, by this time at this age, he had already lost three teeth. So get it together.
Right, right.
But, again, it's funny because the sport that we're in doesn't make good for family bonding because you're on the road – the entire time of your career, you're either getting ready to go, or you're coming home with a day or two to get ready to go, and family life is tough when you choose to be in sports. Oh, Aaron's here. Aaron, you had active parents, correct?
I did, yes, absolutely. And I'm letting you know I apologize for being late. I'm in the car with Santino.
Oh, what up, Santino?
Hey, what's up, brother?
Santino had a Santino's guy. He had a wonder. His father was wonderful.
Bless.
He was very positive, funny guy. That's where he got his sense of humor from. And and Aaron, your parents were pretty positive in your life, pretty active. Was the question what EC3 was talking about the first time that he left home? So, what was that like? Let's go with Santino first, because I know it's going to be a great answer. Hey, Tino, when you left home, was it an emotional thing with you and your dad that first time you realized that you were going out in the world on your own and you're leaving the nest?
Yeah. So the first time I moved away from home was when I moved to university. So I was 19 because we had 5 years of high school in Ontario. Anyway, we packed up the minivan. My dad drove me to Montreal. The first time he told me he loves me in a long time, gave me a hug, and drove back and dropped me off with my love seat in my desk. That's how blessed I was. I had a dad that really understood the assignment, embraced it. I had unlimited drive practice for 10 years before I left and joined the national team. And I honest to God, did not know how blessed I was as a child. But when I look back, man, if I didn't become successful, shame on me. I had an incredible support system.
Aaron, when you left to be a gypsy, how?
Yeah. No, it was very emotional, and I didn't think it was going to be like that. I left home. I was 20 years old, and I am not kidding. I was as pure as the driven snow in every sense of the word. And then I left home. And again, this is testament to my parents and and my family, because I was very close to my grandparents, which you've met my grandmother.
Yes.
Before Tyrus.
Yep. Wonderful woman.
And like when I left home, I went from, when I say zero, to just, you know, a lot faster than zero in about 3 months. It was crazy. And I funny, because like I look back now, and it was because I had such good parents, but to a degree, I was kind of sheltered. And I couldn't wash a dish. That's right. Santino had to teach me how to wash a dish. But no, like, you know, you can overparent sometimes too.
And, what?
And,
No, you know what?
This is a horrible thing. I don't want to get in my.
Oh, Jesus. I knew you were going to ask.
Hey, y'all just opened a can of worms, bro.
Hey, yeah, Luke. I think Luke is over on me and Trevor's side of the street. But
yeah, like, you ain't washing this. Like, I mean.
Tell
me you weren't catered to that much.
Like, no, but the problem is,
think I'm a slave driver when you see me talk to my kids, because my kids got chores. Like, they got to do shit before they can walk out of the house.
100%. And, like, I had chores and stuff. Like, I had to go, you know, when I was of working age, I went to work. I worked construction and things like that. But there was a lot, like, I was not very street smart at all, and I was not worldly at all. My parents kind of kept me in this bubble. And I think, but my whole family's like that. Like, I'm the only one that really kind of left. So they were preparing me for the only life they knew, which was sheltered to a degree. But then the second I went to Louisville, I mean, all bets are off. I mean, just now, yeah, like, I'm kind of learning about things still. And, you know, to a degree, I mean, they did the best they could, and I love them for it. But, you know, I had to learn some lessons. And when I go home now, I even see, like, my sister's behavior and everything, and I'm like, oh, you know?
Well, right. Dude, that's a lot of America.
Yeah.
That's a lot of America. They don't leave their nest. So, like, they don't have, you know what I mean? Like, they really have no concept of what it's like outside of their reality.
Yeah, like third-generation firefighter, third-generation teacher. Yeah. You know, you take over the family business. You don't travel the world. You certainly don't drive to towns where you get to see.
You don't know about other cultures.
Well, Luke,
I
wasn't trying to come across rude with that, Aaron. That just really shocked me wow.
I think what Aaron was is, like, he had defined roles in his family. So,
right.
And nowadays people will say it was sexist, but, like, I'm not saying, but the term, I don't want to say women's work, but there was, the women did the dishes and the house cleaning, the men worked. They worked 80 hours a week. They did their job. They did the yard work. You know, they fixed the car. They put the gas in the car.
Leave it to Beaver.
Yeah. He had,
Leave it to Beaver?
They had roles, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. No, and they did. And, like, it's funny that you said that, because I remember when one of my girlfriends, she came home to meet my family, and, like, she was just amazed at the fact that, like, when everyone sat down to eat, and this is exactly how it is, and granted, I'm not like this, but all the women would literally eat and then take the men's food and clean the dishes and put dessert out, and it was just not discussed, you know what I mean? Like, it's weird, but then again, like you said, roles, like, the women did not cut the grass, they didn't do anything like that, but everyone kind of was happy in that, you know?
Well, the country, again, there was a time when roles were, and everyone had a role, and parenting was a little bit easier because everyone kind of knew what they were doing. And then, of course, after World War II, when the workforce really took off and you had families who were both working, you know, that's when a lot of single parent families where kids no longer were the recipients of being under roles where everyone had to do this and everyone did that. You know, moms had to wear a lot of hats. Dad had to wear a lot of hats, you know? And so I don't know which is necessarily, both have their upsides because if you're doing things at a young age, you're being prepared for, like, what life is like. But then there's the other side of it is that, you know, there's a certain good thing about having kids being kids and roles and everyone understands. And of course you can switch the roles too. Like, we're not being sexist to say, women need to be in the kitchen. We're not saying that at all. But unfortunately the way society works, if Trevor said, listen, I'm a house husband and my wife works and I take care of the kids and stuff, we'd all be like, oh, that's cute. And then talk about his lazy ass as soon as he,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Yep. Because it's like that stigmatism to where when a man takes that role, everyone kind of, like, goes, what's the problem? Is he lazy? Why does she have to work so hard? Why is she having to
I would shake his hand.
Yeah, well.
That's the thing, yeah.
I would hold it in the air in the middle of the ring and walk around and fade him around and just let everybody know he's the champ.
Yeah. He's pointing the finger at the guy. Look at him. Look what he did.
The good news is, after the match, he baked muffins for everybody. So,
yeah. Now, you know, could I say something all bullshit aside?
Don't you always?
Well, I mean, let's face it, sometimes I may be theatrical, but no, this, when you said that, I was in a situation you know, fairly recently where that was probably like the case. And it was kind of proposed to me. And as a man, I couldn't like, yeah, thank you, Boris. But as a man, like, and I don't know, if, again, right, wrong, like, and I really liked this woman, but I couldn't do that because that was just, it wasn't who I am, you know? And like,
he's too rich.
No, like it sounds
too rich.
It sounds good on paper, but.
So she wanted like, you to be like the sugar baby? Like, is that what you're trying to like?
Yes.
You gotta give more details about
poor
this.
Sweet Trevor.
I think I told you guys all about sugar, this privately.
I'm redneck. I'm in the country. We don't have none of that around here.
No, it's an actual piece of candy.
She would make him dress up as a fix-it man and fix things around the house.
That's our private life. What I do in my private
tremendous.
Life.
Yeah, but what exactly can Aaron fix?
Nothing.
No,
oh, God love him. God love him. Yeah. Nothing.
He's gonna change a tire. Hey,
I can fix a lot of things.
The like garbage disposal's backed up, Aaron. I need you to get under there and get a wrench and fix it. Is that gonna happen?
Yes, I've done that before.
You know you're calling me. You know you're calling me. Trevor, hurry up and fix this real quick.
Absolutely. That's what friends are for.
Yeah. I pour Drano in it. I don't know what else to do.
Hey, Luke, remember the turnbuckles, Luke?
Oh, yeah. Look, this dude, we on set. And I said, hey, I need y'all to tighten the ropes. So I'm like, everybody grab a turnbuckle, blah, blah, blah. I was doing something else. So, like, I think Perry was on the other side, and my son, he goes, I don't know what's happening. The ropes aren't getting tight. And I'm like, I start looking around, and I get over to Aaron, and Aaron's got the thing about the back off the whole turnbuckle. It's about to fall apart. He's got it so loose, he's loosening it.
He's going in the wrong direction.
Yeah, because he had no idea. He goes, hey, I've never done this before. I was like, you never put a ring together before?
He was clever. Like, he always found things to do, like cleaning up the locker room for 4 hours.
I'll tell you what he does. He'll unloosen the turnbuckle, make the whole rope fall apart, so you'll never ask him again.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the husband rule. The husband rule.
He does it with everything.
Oh, baby. I'm
yeah, he did that with me and Santino on the road. Up. We're driving on a 75 mile an hour highway, and he's going 32. And then Santino just can't take it anymore, and I'm like, "No, we'll just be late." And Santino's like, "He had a schedule, and it was going to mess up our gym time in the morning." And Santino said, "Just pull over. Yeah. Just pull over. Just get in the back."
Brodus, for the record, was willing to be late to make him drive.
Yeah, because we had to break him of this behavior, but, you know.
Brodus was always late though.
Yeah, he didn't.
Arcturus, excuse me. But no, it's just funny. It's like Luke was so cool about it, like because I mean, look, it was really stupid, and he was just so nice and sweet. He just goes, Aaron, you can go sit down. It's okay.
Like, yeah, yeah. He was like everyone else has done, and then he quickly goes to sit down and he'll smirk, you know, and then later
I'm
on,
going
he,
to you.
Yeah, because it's not you know you're turning one way and it's not going the right way. You just turn it the other way. You know what I mean? Okay. Like it's not.
Want to hear a new one?
I would love to hear a new one.
So he stayed at my house, you know, the last couple nights, and this morning he's getting up and he goes, "Is that blue scrub brush downstairs for the shower? Shall I scrub the shower after using it? Like completely knowing that we're not we're gonna say, yeah, go ahead, please scrub the shower. it's false." You ask things that you know we're not going
to
let you do.
Yeah, do you want me to clean your gutters out? Like, no, we're good.
You get credit for wanting to do it, but there was never an intention to do it.
Yeah. You want me to check the transmission on your truck while I'm here? No, Aaron.
I was going to.
Yeah.
He wanted to come while he stayed at my house for a week. He wanted to go out and work on some houses with me. And I was just like, no, you ain't got to go. No. We'll just
no, I wanted to
vacation.
Set booby traps. We had stuff to do.
Stuff you don't need.
I was afraid you'd step on the booby trap. That's why I waited.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like y'all are accusing my friend of being
an opportunist manipulator. Yeah.
No.
No.
Maybe. A worker.
Yeah, he's always working.
Yeah.
The bell has never rung for Aaron. The match has never ever. Come on. He's been working.
No, there are some guys in this world that just aren't made for anything physically when it comes to labor. And Aaron, that's just not your shtick. That's all.
Trevor,
just,
you know what? You're right.
Not to be rude.
Yeah, you need to call that rich lady back.
No, I will manage to get by somehow. Trevor, you know what? Hey, you're right.
I'm not bagging on you. They're literally there, but also there are things that Aaron can do that we can't do. And that's obviously bag of sugar mama.
Yeah.
No, but like when you guys need me, am I not there? That one time when Tyrus needed his fish tank moved. That one time when there was a bit of a
situation. Because you're never doing anything. And then when you are there, you then suddenly have a sciatica problem.
Yes, I will give Aaron credit. We had to go into a house. We brought our pistols because I was told there was somebody in there that shouldn't be, that had a weapon. And Aaron was right there with me when we walked into the abandoned house. And he was perfectly ready to shoot a complete stranger.
Yeah, that's not helping his case. He's just a psychopath.
Ben?
Hey, but he wasn't going to clean it up.
No.
No.
I know a guy. And then there was a time I did something nice for Luke, and I'm not sure what it was, but I'm sure it was cool. So
we'll be back with much more after this.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
EC3, have you thrown up enough yet in your mouth listening to this? Because EC3 works every day of his life. He lives in the shed and doesn't miss leg days. Could you be more offended by Aaron's just brazen ability to get out of work?
Oh, my God, I'm scared. Dude.
Yeah, he's probably working right now. He's probably got sick of this conversation.
He's on mute, which means he's cussing. I hope you're happy, Aaron.
Oh, God. I'm sorry, man. And, you know, I love EC3. He's a brother. All right. Discipline. So how do I rectify this?
Oh, you're set in your ways. There's no way. Bro. There's no way.
No, I mean, no. You guys challenged the 245 bench, which I did.
Okay.
What can I do that will prove?
We will all put our miles together, and if you'd be willing to work ring crew for Luke for 1 week, I think all would be forgiven.
Wow. Ring crew really? For one show? Ring crew for one show's not bad.
I mean, you know what? Set the ring up all by yourself.
He can't do it all by himself.
Well, here's the thing. I'm not going to sit here and bullshit y'all. I have done that before, and I know a lot of people who have done it as well.
Yep.
Set it up.
I had to do it in Deep South. It sucked. It was the worst 6 hours of my life.
It's miserable.
Yep.
He's at least got to have somebody help him carry stuff.
All right. Are you volunteering?
You know what?
Well, no, we can get some of the students.
We're brothers. No, I will, brother. So I will volunteer for that. Like, I'm not saying I want to, like, be the brain, but I'll help him carry a pipe in or two. Like,
yeah. It's going to be or three or four or 12.
Well, you know, I know the gimmick.
But I can't believe it. OVW didn't. I know you set rings up at OVW. I'm not believing this for 1 minute.
Here's what happened. And Boris, like, he was there, like, because they were training me to be a booker, and, like, I was helping with the shows and everything. Like, I literally never did ring crew. It was crazy. Right? Boris, right?
Yeah, he was always sitting there with a clipboard.
Oh.
So he was off this, is what you're saying.
You know what? I don't want Luke mad at me for this idea, so I rescind. I rescind this challenge because
this is great.
Yeah, because I think I'm gonna get a call going. We're wrestling on a floor tonight because Aaron's lost the wood.
Hey, I gotta run. I got into a fit in y'all, but I look forward to next week. So if y'all do some. Aaron, please keep me updated. I'm just a text away.
All right.
And
we'll
catch me up.
All right, Luke. Yeah. Take care, buddy.
See you, Luke.
Yeah, how do we...
I'll tag in because I just had a horrible experience at a coffee shop listening to other people's conversations.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And I'm hearing Aaron on the other end. Like, he's ever been on rain crew, and it's just always like we're chipping in miles all of a sudden. And I'm like, what is happening? So I just had to go. I had to bail.
Needs to go to the shack for a week or somewhere. I can't do anything with him because I'll kill him. Like, I'll end up, he'll come up missing because I know that certain things. Like, we traveled on the road together for years, and, you know, Santino was always the glue because he would sit and make his little thrones in the back of the car and just
except that one time.
He'd be so proud of himself of finding ways to get out of driving. And he would be like, ha-ha, sorry, guys, I took my prescribed medicine, and it dilates my eyes, so I... Jeez, I don't know what I'm going to do, you know? And then I would just... And Santino, at first, Santino was always positive. He was always positive, and then eventually... He started wearing down Santino, and that's hard to do.
That's impossible. Yeah. I can't believe that.
He pulled it off.
No, it's actually quite easy once you know what buttons to push.
You know, and speaking of pushing buttons, I was on Busted Open Radio this morning.
Oh, who's hosting?
I was on with Tommy and Bully Ray.
Nice.
Yeah.
There you go.
And they were talking about our upcoming pay-per-view, Nuff Said, which I believe. Every one of us has got a little involvement.
Yeah,
we all got something. We all got something going on.
I do know that it's sold out.
And that's the thing is like it's not just sold out. The entire taping is sold out. There are no seats available for all three nights. So
even on Super Bowl Sunday.
Yep, even on Super Bowl.
Oh, it's a matinee. We got a matinee Sunday, right?
Yeah. So basically, what it is. The only way you can see it is on pay-per-view at Fight TV. So that was a NWA milestone, I believe.
Nice.
But, So, and one of the matches that I'm most intrigued about is Kevin Kiley in EC3.
I'm very intrigued by it too.
Yeah, it's
going to be cool.
Yeah, dude, I saw that online and I popped too. That's going to be awesome.
So is it?
So
Kevin, you and I tagged against two young upstarts, the Wokers whatever they were, and they even tried to videotape their matches. They tried to, they're influencers of some sort, and it didn't end well for them. But you went from that to literally throwing yourself into the proverbial fire. Correct me if I'm wrong, two-time or three-time Impact Wrestling World Heavyweight Champion, beat none less than Kurt Angle for said title.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you even tried to help and it didn't work. I had to beat him myself.
Yeah, I was thrown out. No, I was thrown out. The refs, the fix was in. And luckily, me being thrown out inspired you to just go out and do the damn thing. And I believe you countered the Angle Slam, if I stand correct.
I vividly recall this because it's one of the greatest moments of my life is I was in the ankle lock, not only in the ankle lock, but I was also grapevined and nobody can get out of the Kurt Angle grapevine. It's impossible.
Never been done.
Never been done. But I had this moment. I'm about to tap. And if you watch tape back, you can see it. I'm about to tap. But instead, I take my wrist tape off and I shove it in my mouth. And I start biting down on it. Like I'm like, to just absorb as much pain as I can. And by hook and by crook, I got my hand on that rope. But I was done. I was beaten, one-legged. Kurt had me right where he wanted me. One Angle Slam, it would have been over. But if you recall this, Tyrus, earlier in the night, when we were going over game plan, we were scrimmaging, you caught something I did out of a roll-up, and you gave me the suggestion to like move my feet.
Yep.
Do you remember this?
Yep.
So we had with our test dummy has Angle Slam. All of a sudden I have the perfect counter. Like, whoa. In that moment, grapevine doesn't work. I'm dead to rights. Picks me up. What you told me to do. 1, 2, 3.
New
first
champion.
World championship. Unbelievable.
And it was balloons. Yeah, it was a celebration. So in hearing that Kyrie, you're going to have to literally kill this guy to beat him. So you are jumping into the fire. What is your confidence level like?
You know, here's the thing. I did an interview that NWA set up, and I was really grateful. A couple of them, and I said, this is the story of this in my mind. I said, I'm gonna be with a guy that has a ton of experience, it's gonna be a guy that's been wrestling a lot versus a guy that has been through a lot. You know what I mean? I'm in a space where I certainly, you know, went through some trauma, went through some things, obviously, and I'm looking for an opportunity to get back out there and, you know, rebuild some things and rebuild my life. And I figured, you know, when EC3, you know, kind of challenged me or reached out and he said, you know, are you ready for this? And I, you know, in my own mind, I thought, you know what? I don't know, but if not now, when? You know what I mean? So you're right, Tyra. So I am. I feel it though. I feel like I'm walking in.
Because a lot of guys would have took a tune-up match. They would have worked
right
a far lesser. Because here's the thing: there's nothing more dangerous than wrestling someone you call friend. Because not only there comes a moment when that friendship has to take a backseat to the business at hand. Aaron would not know.
It'll probably be when the bell rings, and I think Kevin's well aware of that. But
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
What the story to me of this too is just that. Okay, obviously, we're all colleagues and friends. And in this amazing experience of the Wise Men, rekindling a friendship with Kylie has been great. We talk a lot on the side about a lot of real life stuff and then this opportunity coming about. But I remember him when I walked into FCW. I'm a trained wrestler. I've been an independent wrestler. You know, I got there through the act of wrestling. But when I walk into FCW, I'm seeing what the competition is. And it's 6'3", 6'4", 250, you know, A-plus blue chip athletes from all pedigrees of life. And then there's Kylie, who has every tool. No, he's one of them. He has every, you know, tool. But man, he's athletic. He's graceful.
He looks like a Ken doll. Like the ladies love him.
Big solid pecs on him. And just, he was a magician with a microphone, just an entertaining and charismatic, where I'm like, this is the competition. And let's be straight, he was pegged. He was pegged for success. But what he didn't have is the heartbreak and sorrow and suffering that this industry causes, especially when you start your life in it. So having to experience that at the highest level, the PTSD of the WWE, you know what? His life took a sidetrack.
Hold it right there. We'll be back in a bit.
Well, that's a great point. Like, and I do, if there was anything I got pegged with in coming into this business is maybe even growing up, maybe a little overprivileged, right? You know, like, why is that guy here? What does he know? Blah, blah, blah. And now,
oh,
if God, not
damn
for
handsome.
Right?
Yeah.
If not now,
yeah,
not
no, he's a looker.
Else, I have been through some real shit. You know what I mean? And I had some trials and I had some tribulations and I made some bad choices. And I'm coming back to, you know, reclaim my life in a lot of ways, you know, get back into the wrestling business. And I'm honestly coming out there with all respect to do the best I can.
That's all you can ask.
Put on the best show I can. And I'm really, really honestly, bro. You said you were going to cry earlier. I don't want to cry. Right. But I'm really grateful to EC3. I'm really grateful to all the Wise Men family that would kind of. And you, Tyrus, who would kind of reach out to me and be like, bro, are you okay? And I'm like, you know, yeah, I've been through
that's
some shit.
That's Trevor. That's the Trevor effect.
Trevor
homie checks.
But I'm not, you know, I hadn't been through anything prior to 35, 34. And then, you know, that was the space of my life when God was like, okay, well, here's where you screwed up, Kev. Here's where you went wrong, Kev. And I'm going to show it to you every day until you fix it. You know what I mean? And that's kind of what happened to me. So I'm in the process of doing that. I feel like I'm pulling myself to the other side of it. And to EC3, like, in all humility and gratitude, this is kind of the next step for me. So, you know, I'm really thankful and I'm not expecting to go out there and run circles around anybody, but you know, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to give it my best shot for sure.
Yeah, that'd be awkward too. It is a squared circle. So,
right.
You know, and at the real quick, EC3, before, during, and this is a whole, you know, in hearing that Kurt Angle story and being present and being there for that process and being there and probably one of the greatest reigns of a champion in Impact history. And I'll tell you why.
Absolutely.
Because this was on Destination America and 1.1 million people were watching every week. Okay. No, most people do never even heard of Destination America. They think that's a restaurant. What is it? Okay.
What is it?
Yeah, exactly. It was a network.
You don't live in America though.
Yeah, you wouldn't. Yeah, your destination's Canada. But in knowing that, I'm still struggling with basically a roll up and what cost the team. And when the team breaks down, we break down. Trevor beat the living life out of Adonis. I'm surprised Adonis signed on for that match because what I hand picked Trevor. Jeezy was like, no, I said, hey, and the business that you let Adonis have, I don't think he's ever going to be the same, to be honest with you. So,
man,
you
know, we
whooped him like he stole something. But
well, yeah,
you know,
if he didn't get a lot of people, you know, if they remember last time me and Chris hooked up, like he put me out of work for a month. I had to come, you know, I showed up in a neck brace and then he beat the shit out of me. Then my eyes were averted to the world title and I never got a chance to give Chris that opportunity.
Oh, you gave it to him back. At a high level.
And of course, when that happens, you know, NWA sees money, and they go, "Oh, we're gonna have a match with these two."
Yeah, that to me is that's probably gonna be one of the most physical because Adonis is a physical guy too. But
very physical,
you know. But there's something about old school tough man, and I just think when you hit him in the mouth, we'll see how he responds. But
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I know you are. But again, EC3, the only guy to counter a roll-up by a guy that you were toying with. I mean, you threw him over the top rope four times. I'm screaming, you could finish him any time, bro. And, you know, and then the moment we had where you kind of smirked at me, and I got to ask, what the hell was that about? Because there's no way that guy could beat you. If you wrestled that guy 10 times... The only way he's winning on the 10th time is if you're tired and said 9-0 is enough and don't show up.
Yeah, I would. You know, I guess.
And no disrespect to him at all.
I don't know, Dak. He's an up-and-coming talent. He's on the team handsome, too, for sure. Like, he's got all the skills. He is, you know, a proficient amateur wrestler, a roll-up. I mean, those things happen. We just talked about how the biggest win of my life came in a roll-up. Sometimes you just catch somebody napping, and I don't want to say I didn't take Team Tyrus seriously, and I don't want to say that, you know, I wasn't giving my heart and soul to make sure we came out of there with a victory, because, you know, this is what I do. I'm an athlete. I'm a professional. I win. But yeah, damn, you slipped on a banana peel, I guess.
Literally,
you know,
the proverbial banana peel. But, you know,
literally
neither here nor there. But Kylie, I don't think he's going to make that same mistake.
I don't expect him to, and I, you know, I've been telling everybody this since the match was announced. Like, he's a massively intelligent person. You know, I mean, that's another reason why I took the match. You know, I seen him cut a promo. I see control your narrative. I think it's a massively powerful message. Everything
he
said,
you need to hit him hard and hit him fast.
I'm gonna hit him hard a couple times.
No,
I mean, you know, as much as I can. Yeah, for sure. But I do. I have a lot of respect for his message, and that's another reason why I was like, okay, well, you know, this might be it. This is a good fit. You know?
So let me ask you this. Since we got you on the hot spot here, win or lose, are you back?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, for sure. Win or lose, yeah. No, I'm for sure back. I want to go out there and show well. I want to be valuable to you guys. You know, that's really important to me. But yeah, I don't. You know, I don't. I'm going to try to win. Do I expect to win? I don't know.
Well, you're the underdog. I mean,
No. Yeah. You better expect to win. You walk in there.
And if you need a manager, baby, just let me know. That goes to either one of you.
Okay. Yeah. First of all, the fact that you know what you're not.
Boys,
he's
set.
Doing the clipboard again. He's letting everybody beat themselves up while he's a manager, and he's gonna wait till somebody's injured, and lo and behold, old fresh Aaron's going to come out with the tights ready to go, calling everybody out. So he's fooling. You're not fooling nobody. Nobody.
Kylie, with Aaron as a manager, though, I got to say, when I pictured that in my head, that has legs, man. You know, you got the talent, you got the manager. Sky's the limit.
Yeah. I just, I don't know, man. I'd make sure you get. I would make sure you get direct deposit. I wouldn't let Aaron handle the money.
I'm just saying, I don't trust Antino's judgment after that wedding we all saw. Can we talk about that for a minute?
I would prefer not to.
I think.
We can't just skip over that, boys.
Well, Aaron got married in May. Yeah, just. I think real fast before we get into the miscarriage of entertainment that was that wedding, I just like the fact. I like the fact that, you know, we are in a high level network, Fox News, this podcast, the wrestling build for a pay-per-view event, just open and honest dialogue between athletes and talent. Kudos to us. And, you know, one more thing for Kylie. Maybe it's the same thing for Tyrus, you know, like one lesson we refuse to learn in this industry and it affects all of us, but maybe you guys the most is that your friends might not have your best interests in mind. So I'll leave you with that.
Oh, now, come on. Don't give everyone's best friends
until their interests are crossed.
Except me. I'm loyal.
Understands that more. It's you and me, Tyrus. We've had to go out and do business, and we're one and one.
We're not done.
Right. And I'm not sitting here ball busting you because you're a world champ. I give you the respect. I tell everybody he's earned it. He beat me square and square. But Kevin Kiley, I personally think you need to go in there and lay the wood to that man and remind everybody who the you are.
I love it.
I'm going to give it my best shot for sure. I'm gonna try to pull out a couple things here and there. Maybe people haven't seen yet before, some things that I haven't done yet. And then, and then it's in God's hands, man. But I'm grateful for the opportunity. And I'm very grateful to be back. I really am. And, you know, that's it.
We need to talk to production. And when he has his entrance, I'm talking about Kylie. We had a boy when he smiles, we got to talk to production and make that. You know, that ding.
We got
to
put that gleam back in there. Yeah.
That's my job.
Yeah. As a manager, maybe Aaron can look out.
Santino, do you know an authority figure that can help out with that?
I do.
You know a guy? Like a call?
I know a guy. Well, a guy who knows a guy.
Okay. Let's get that done.
But you know what? What EC3 just said, and it was interesting, right? Like where your friends may not have your best interest in mind. I think what's really interesting about where we're all at in our careers right now, and then this kind of just insane circumstance that we all are working for a company now that we get a chance to really affect in a positive way. Like if you look at us kind of through the years, right? We're like in the, it's almost like mining for diamonds or gold, right? When you have to sift through a bunch of stuff. And as life goes on, like the diamonds or the gold that remains are like the true people simply by attrition. Because when we all first started out, we were never that close, but like again, as the time has just gone on, it's almost like we're the only ones left with any integrity, if that means anything.
Yeah.
I was trying to make a serious point, Boris.
Very good.
Aaron, is your team bringing home the gold?
It's like this. It's very, very simple. We are undefeated, and I can't think of any team that is even in contention for beating us. And, I mean, the answer is yes. I mean, what are people expecting?
I went right to you, and I said, hey, I want you fellas with me against Cardona and Knox, and I can't believe that's who they picked. Man, I'm surprised I didn't get letters from the WWF, World Wildlife Federation, for that baby seal I clubbed.
Orlando, he's full of heart.
Yeah, he is.
Kind of like one of the women you look at and you go, oh, she's got a great personality.
Yep.
But
he got all his dance moves in and he did it in front of the wrong dude. But break bread and play dead, homie. And he just wasn't his night.
You just picked him up and his head was like his body was a pendulum, and you picked him up and it just wham!
Like we used to say, dance around, get shut down. You know what I mean? That's what happens.
Try to come up, you might get done up.
Normally, choke slams, the guy goes all the way up in the air, but you lifted him just enough off his feet to slam him back down with incredible force.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a pretty, like, ha-ha. It was like he cut him up just enough to just shove him down at like an ungodly amount of like force. It was crazy.
Well, his legs like swung up in the air. It was very entertaining. I'm not gonna lie, it was very entertaining.
Yeah, he wasn't. He wasn't getting up.
I want to see that in slow motion.
Yeah.
Yeah. The cool well, part is when he woke up, he screamed that I pulled his trunks. So he had an out of body experience, and so I mean, but you know, it worked out. So we're one on one, and you know, Matt. Matt, you know,
kill him.
Yeah, he's gonna
kill him.
He's
I'm sick of it.
The undisputed, championship thing. He was never pinned, and I just said to him, "It's not my fault that Trevor planted your forehead 6 inches into concrete. That's not my fault. Like you were asleep.
Yeah,
you had to get someone had to tell you who won the match because you weren't. You were not present. That's not on us. That's on you.
That's a problem for me sometimes, guys. I'm not a quick revenge kind of guy. I play the long game. I hold a grudge. And obviously, I wasn't in, obviously didn't turn out well for me, but that was my only opportunity. When a man DDTs you on the concrete, you feel the need to return that favor.
Yeah, and you lost a lot of blood that night.
I did. My wife and children were very upset about that. I was upset. I don't remember most of it, which is never good because at the very least you want to remember how you lost the title so you don't ever do it again.
Yeah,
but well, that didn't happen.
Nope. But you know, it's all water under the bridge. But
it is,
and it's a big bridge because, well, you know, as luck would turn out, if all of us have a good night, although one of us won't, but. there's a 50-50% chance that either EC3 or Kevin Kiley is going to win the match. I'm going to go with the white guy. And
that's a good pick. Solid pick.
A manager could sway the whole – the man. I'm just saying. We've got a couple days left.
All right. Well, big surprises. Who knows who's going to show up. But, hey, man, appreciate y'all today. EC3, thank you for sharing your story.
Thank you.
Kevin, where can everybody find you?
At Kylie Jr. WWE, still changing it though, because I'm with NWA. Here we go, and it's awesome.
Change it by Saturday.
Yeah, all three nights are sold out. That's awesome.
Yep, congratulations.
That's amazing. Thank you.
Teamwork makes the dream work. Trevor, where can they find you?
At the Real T Murdoch on Instagram and Twitter, and then I got a little blue check mark next to my fat head on Facebook, so it's not hard to find me.
Santino.
Yeah.
Where can the fans find you?
They don't need to find me. I'm okay.
He's with me.
Said I'm okay.
All right, Aaron, where can they find you?
Well, you can find me Santino's on Fight House. TV. Yes, well, find me on Fight TV this upcoming Saturday for the pay-per-view, Nuff Said. And if you go on Instagram, type in wrestling and just look for the most photogenic guy, and that's me.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, wow. Oh my god. Yeah. I asked though, so it's my fault. EC3, yeah, explain the narrative.
At the Real EC3 IG, Twitter, Facebook. Whatever. I guess that's where you find us. But I really want to put the power of the machine that we have the fortunate blessing to be on here, this podcast, because there's none like us.
None.
That everybody has a chance. If you've probably never seen wrestling, you don't know much about it. You're like, why do I listen to these guys talk about it? This is the show to check out. Nuff Said, headlined by our fearless leader, Tyrus, as the world's heavyweight champion. We're all involved. It's going to be a good one. So Fight TV, check it out.
Listen ad-free with Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app. All right, fellas, Nuff Said.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.